Welcome to the sound of Dublin, Dublin, Ireland's biggest railway station. This is what it sounds like at 5:18 p.m. I've just come on a journey from Cork, and this audio is really to just put out there into the to share with you a particular idea that came up in the conversation on the train. It was a train journey with John Peavoy and Gordon Murray on our way from Cork to Dublin, where we're going to meet a lot of developers who are developing things for Twitter, or to use in connection with Twitter. Now, I'm not a developer, so it's going to be really interesting for me to find out what developers are doing at the moment. But I want to tell you about an idea. This is it. Who knows about the Clue Train Manifesto, written in 1999 by people whose names I can't remember? The Clue Train Manifesto. Right, it's the manifesto for the world in which we live, social media, and how audio is being used, and I'm not particularly focused on audio. But the reason I want to flag it up is that I think it's time that this was revisited seriously, and that people considered rewriting it. Now, in case I'm infringing anybody's copyright, I don't mean rewriting it to anyone's disadvantage, but I mean taking it as inspiration. So, the Clue Train Manifesto, 1999, the idea of rewriting it from Ireland was first mooted in a tweet on a train from Cork to Dublin. And the tweet was also sent to Julian, the author of The Twitch, who was discussed on the train. So, that's it. That's the arrival in Dublin for what will probably be quite a interesting next few hours. I'm going to make a series of audio boos, and my only real concern is how I'll get enough juice into the battery to keep going. Okay, Paul O'Mahony on his way to Twitter Tea in Dublin. Goodbye from Houston Radio Train Station in Dublin.